It's Sunday night. Time to rock and roll, Totally German style. That's right, Bay Ragney here. Totally German Radio Rocks. We're live. It's Sunday night. And we're going to do some Striper. That's right, Michael Sweet. Talked to Michael Sweet the other day. Got to tape an interview with him. He's promoting the new Striper album, which comes out. Actually, doesn't come out for almost a month yet. It comes out 4/20, April 20th. It's called God Damn Evil. And, you know, controversial, as always, Mr. Michael Sweet and the band Striper. Michael doesn't shy away from controversy, and he's definitely one of my favorite interviews people to talk to, because he answers questions. He's not scared to, you know, pull back or candy coat things. He tells it how it is, and that's just an awesome thing. So, and that's what he does. So I talked to Mike about the new album, Goddamn Evil. We talked about some other things. We talked about some topics like Van Halen, Slayer, and some more. So you're gonna have to tune in and check it out. So let's do some Striper. Let's do some new Striper. Should we do the first single? Should we do this new single? Let's do the new single. New single video came out about a week and a half ago, and it's kind of classic sounding Striper. Killer tune though, love it. But it's called Sorry, and here it is.
We'll be right back.
Mac, Ted Junior Radio Rocks, Bay Ragney here, and that was Brand New Striper, Sorry. And like I said, album comes out April 20th, it's called Goddamn Evil. I got to talk to Mr. Michael Sweet the other day, and I guess we should just get right into it. Let's play the interview with Michael. So here we go, Mr. Michael Sweet.
And there he is, Mr. Michael Sweet.
Hey, Bay, how you doing, man? Michael here.
Good. How you been, man?
I'm good.
You're always not only you're always busy, you seem like you're always one of controversy.
Well, look, Striper, controversy follows Striper. We don't follow it. It's just kind of par for the course. We do what we do, and people talk about it, and they get worked up about it, you know?
It's funny because last time we talked with the Sweet Witch album a few months back, you guys had the album title, but you weren't putting it out there, and you had said like you're gonna ruffle some feathers with this one. You're gonna shake some people up, and when you guys it was a few weeks later when you announced the title, and it was like kind of like a break the internet type thing for you guys because people were really upset.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people get it and understand and are, you know, on board with the title, but some people don't. And you would think after 35 years of following us and knowing our hearts and our motives and exactly why we do what we do, that nobody would question what we're doing. You know, unless we came out with an album, you know, where we were naked on the cover and, you know, it was called FU or something. I mean, then obviously. But it's a pretty clear message. I mean, goddamn evil. We live in a society that seems to be we're watching evil go to new levels that we've never seen before, obviously, such as like the Vegas shooting. Who in our lifetime could ever have imagined that we would witness such a thing and such a level of evil? So it's a very bold message in a very bold time, and it's a prayer request from us to God, asking God to damn evil. We've explained that. The lyrics speak for themselves. We've posted the lyrics. People that don't understand that or get it and they still question our motives, I don't really know what to say. I really don't.
Does it kind of like at times leave you at a loss for words because so
yeah.
many people just don't get it?
Yeah. I mean, it really does. It's just like it's hard to understand. You know, those people, you could put a Coke in front of them in a Coke can from a Coke representative, and they would still tell you it's not Coke. I mean,
right.
You're never going to convince them otherwise. And then you got to wonder, well, why are you a fan? Why are you here? Why do you call yourself a fan? Because a true fan wouldn't do that,
right.
In my opinion.
Now, when you guys came up with the name, is it something you guys contemplated at first, or was it something like, let's do it, yes?
No, it is. It was a title that Robert threw out there a few years back, and we didn't go with it. You know, we felt like it wasn't the right time, and we certainly contemplated and thought about it for a long period of time, and then I threw it out there again in 17, and everyone was like, yeah, this is perfect. And it is perfect for the times that we live in. It's a powerful message, makes people talk, makes people think, and hopefully makes people pray.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Now how about like the music? I mean, especially with the first single, Take It to the Cross, it was an evil sounding song. Like you guys went probably the heaviest Striper ever has been in your 30 plus year career.
Yeah, and, you know, we're a heavy metal band at the end of the day. We always were. We always will be. I mean, we grew up on metal. We love Maiden, Priest, old school metal, you know. And
sure.
But at the end of the day, we're also really into Journey and Night Ranger and bands like that. That's why we always throw in a ballad. And we love the softer side of stuff, too. But, you know, people have asked us over the past 3, 4, 5 years, hey, why don't you do something that's even heavier, that kind of borders on thrash? So Take It to the Cross was our answer to that. And we loved every minute of it, man. I mean, that was probably the funnest song we recorded on this album.
That's awesome. We were just having a blast. Is there more songs like that on the album, or are they more like classic sounding Stryper? Or?
More classic sounding Stryper. I mean, we've got, obviously, Sorry. Every song's different. So not there's not one song that's the same. So there are a few other heavier songs that are definitely heavy, you know. We've got a song called The Valley.
Okay.
Which is really heavy, but it's got more of a heaven and hell kind of heavy vibe to it.
Okay.
You know, we've got a song called Own Up, which is real heavy, but it's a little bit more funky. You know, something they might hear on Against the Law. We've got a song called Devil Doesn't Live Here, which is real fast and heavy. You know, we've got the heavy. All the songs are heavy. Like, Sorry's heavy. But it's more of a
right.
riff-oriented, groove-heavy. But the whole album is a metal album. I mean, there's no denying that. It's a metal album. We've got a ballad called "Can't Live Without Your Love," guitar-driven rock ballad. Really cool song, man.
I'm excited. I can't wait. April 20th can't get here fast enough.
Man, I agree with you. I'm kind of going out of my mind because I've never been one to have patience. And it's hard for me to, you know, keep everything in and keep it a secret. And I want to just kind of go live tomorrow and play the whole album for everybody. And you can't do that, you know. I want everyone to hear it because I'm that excited.
Now, going back to the song Take It to the Cross, you had Matt from Shadows Fall in there. How did that whole thing come about?
Well, when I wrote the song, I was thinking how perfect it would be to have someone come in and, you know, do a death growl on that and give it that vibe. And I started listening to people. And I wound up, you know, remembering Shadows Fall and remembering that they had that on occasion. And I listened to their stuff and I realized that it was Matt who was doing it. The death growl for Shadows Fall, and I loved it. I thought, wow, this is perfect. And he only lives 15 minutes from the studio. He's a local guy. He
okay.
came down, and he banged it out, man, and just nailed it. It's perfect.
That's awesome. Now, when you get somebody like him to be, like, on a song, do you also kind of look at it like hopefully that can give you guys a seal of an approval with, you know, more the thrash metal fans that might maybe give Stryper a chance because Matt did?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough call. I mean, because I think to a degree, yes, there are some people that were won over by Take It to the Cross that may not have been Stryper fans, absolutely. But and then the flip side of that coin is there are some people that hated it
right.
that are Stryper fans. So, you know, it's one of those things where we've always kind of had that mixed fan base. It's not, you know, you have a band like Anthrax, you know, for the most part, all their fans like heavy, right?
Right.
So they stick to heavy, but Stryper's always done a little bit of both. So
sure.
You got the people that like heavy and you got the people that don't. And you know, that's okay. Totally cool. It's not a problem, and we enjoy getting heavy. We enjoy doing that style as well.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those things as always. Like you can't please everybody,
nope.
And I mean for you personally, like are you a person that like truly came to grips with that probably earlier in your career that you can't make everybody happy and you got to worry about making yourself happy and as a band happy first?
Of course, absolutely, and. You know, that's the priority, is making yourself happy and living with what you do. And, you know, being able to go to sleep at night and with the smile on your face saying, wow, okay, I'm really happy with how this turned out. But at the same time, I'll do polls on my Facebook page and ask the fans, hey, what do you guys think about us doing this on the next album? And they'll give their opinion, you know, 1,000 comments or 1,500 comments or whatever. And I'll look at them all. And, you know, if most of them are no, then we might not. Or if most of them are yes, then we might. You know, we try to involve the fans and listen to the fans. And that's part of the reason why I believe Stryper is so successful these days and doing so well because, you know, we're it's important to us to make the fans happy as well. Because if you're alienating yourself from your fan base, what's the point? And those are the people that made you who you are. So you got a serious problem if you're doing that.
Absolutely. No. One thing too, going through, you guys had put out the video on YouTube, Renewed, which showed you guys, you know, in the studio and all that, and it just looked so just that happy. Like, you guys just looked so happy, and it looked truly, yes, you know, you and Robert are brothers, but it just truly looked like such a family setting with the four of you guys, and just, you know, sitting around playing in a small little room, like, you know, like bands do starting out, or sitting around eating, having a meal together. But it just looks so happy and family-like.
It is. It really is, man. And, you know, we have Perry. We have a new bass player, and especially now with Perry, we are really happy. Perry's brought a lot of joy to the band, and he's brought that smile, you know, to our faces. And we're so thrilled to have him in the band, and he's thrilled to be in the band. It goes both ways, you know.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I think that resonates through the video and through the music. And when people see us live, they're going to hear that and they're going to see that. And it's a big difference. And everybody's going to feel that when they experience it.
Yeah, I can't wait. And actually, I saw you took my suggestion for Philadelphia area. You guys are going to be doing Sellersville, PA.
Absolutely, man. I mean, Philadelphia rocks, and we always try to get there, but it's difficult sometimes. For some reason, it's not an easy thing to do, and sometimes we miss markets, and, you know, and we're left wondering why. How did that happen? But yeah, Philly's awesome.
Now, actually, you know, I got quite a few listener questions, and I wanted to throw out at you. One especially, like, as soon as it was sent to me, I was like, that's a good one, because I know you're a huge Van Halen fan. The person who I know is also a huge Van Halen fan. He wanted to know, Sammy or Dave?
Dave, without question. I don't even need to think twice about that.
Oh, that's funny.
And the reason why I say Dave is Sammy's brilliant. Sammy's one of the best singers and performers of all time. You know, he's awesome. But Dave built the Van Halen house.
Right.
He built it. He laid the foundation, and, you know, he's such a integral, important part of the Van Halen name and brand. And, you know, love him or hate him, you know, some people don't care for his voice, but that's, you listen to those old albums, and he had so much attitude and character, man, and energy that he brought to the table.
Right.
Sammy's a great singer, but Sammy doesn't really have that same attitude and energy and persona that, that Dave has. I mean, you know.
Sure.
So, now, there you go.
Another question was from Matt. He wanted to know, what do you think is the biggest thing for Stryper to remain relevant in the modern music world?
I think it's continuing to write and make music and honing in and perfecting your craft. That's very important. Some bands don't do that, or they do an album every 5 or 6 years and kind of going through the motions, and they don't listen to new music. I listen to new music. You know, it's important to kind of merge, to keep and retain what the fans expect of you and what built the band. But it's also important to stay with the times and make sure that your production has somewhat of a modern flavor to it. If it doesn't, you know, people are going to just say it's cheesy and it's 80s and I don't like it. Stryper tries hard to do that, merge the two.
Yeah, I'd seen, too, you had talked about that in another interview recently, too, just about how other bands are kind of just doing that. You're just kind of, like, being the nostalgia act and not putting out new music. And it's got to, for you as a peer to these other bands, it's probably frustrating. But even for the fans, it's frustrating, too, because, I guess, you know, we kind of get kind of fed up with that as well. Like, come on, like, right. Give us something. Yeah.
Totally. And I mean, and then there's the thing too, there are the bands that do put out music, but they'll say in an interview, it's not worth it anymore. And their music that they do put out kind of reflects that. So
right.
it's kind of mediocre. And it's not up to par with their old music. And that's why fans
right.
don't really hear about it, and they go take a pee while they're doing their new material.
Right.
Or they make a beer run. I lived it. I experienced it. I was in Boston, and we would play rock and roll band in Peace of Mind, and people would go nuts. And then the minute we would go into, you know, corporate America or, you know, any song that was, you know, on an album that didn't do as well, that was a B-side, literally half of the place would empty out.
Wow.
I saw it. So it backs up what I'm saying. You know, because
yeah.
the music, it wasn't up to par. Even the mighty Boston, you know, the band Boston, the music wasn't up to par with their old stuff. If you can at least keep trying to put out music that is as strong as the old stuff, whether there's radio or not, whether there's sales or not, who cares? You know,
right.
get that passion back and try to release your best stuff. The best is yet to come, at least I believe it. And that's what I said in an interview. I got flack for it. People are like, oh, this guy's an a-hole. It's like, whatever, you know. What I'm saying is accurate, whether you want to, you know, call me names or not.
Do you think that experience with Boston, like experiencing that and living through situations like that, helped you continue and maintain the passion for making so much new music, whether it's with Stryper or with George or solo or?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a perfectionist, and I'm a guy, an overachiever. You know, I'm a guy that really strives to make things the best they can be. And that's not just with music, that's with everything that I'm doing, whatever it is that I'm doing. If I'm painting a picture, if I'm working on, you know, doing carpentry for a friend, helping them build a house or whatever, if I'm there working one day, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to try to do it the best I can do it and make it the best
sure.
it can be. I'm just built that way. With music, it's times 10. I mean, I want to do the best and release the best. And if it's not good, there have been things that I've done that I've shelved because I didn't feel it was good enough, and I won't release it.
Wow.
It's just as simple as that. It won't see the light of day. Thank God everything that I've been a part of over the past 10 years has been worthy of being released, at least in my opinion.
Sure.
Sweet and Lynch, solo, Stryper. And there seems to be this surge of creativity, and I feel like I'm doing 85 miles an hour down a highway of creativity, you know. And there's so much
right.
more to come, and I'm excited about it.
That's awesome. Which actually, like last time we talked, you didn't seem too confident if there would be another Sweet Lynch, but I think I saw George saying there's going to be another one.
George's opinion of going to be another one is different from my opinion. And what I mean by that is George has this mindset. He apparently thinks that I agreed 100% to doing a concept album where he presents his side and I present my side.
Right.
And I never agreed to that.
Oh,
he and I have
okay.
talked about it multiple times, and he keeps pushing for that. But I've also told him quite a few times that I have to believe what I'm singing. Since I am the singer
right.
in Sweet and Lynch, I've got to believe what I'm singing. And if I don't believe it, if I don't feel it, I'm not going to sing it.
Right.
So that's the tricky part.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so, and I'm not calling George a liar. I mean, he's no liar at all. It's just that he probably really believes that that's going to happen. And, you know, we got a lot of talking to do because it's not going to go down that way, that's for sure. I mean, I'm open-minded,
right, right.
and I'll try different things. And I think I jokingly said to George, well, if you want to do that, man, he wants to write lyrics and be a part of that whole thing. I said, well, then are you going to let me play half of the guitars? And I think, you know, we spar back and forth. George
sure.
and I have a have a, I think, a really good relationship. And, you know, we joke around a lot and stuff. But, again, it's got to be done. The only way another Sweet Lynch album will happen is if it's done a certain way, and if I can sing the lyrics, you know, believing them.
Right. Cool. And here's another thing I wanted to get your opinion on. A band
sure.
that kind of started around the same time you guys did, announced they're calling it quits, and they're, you know, the opposite of Striper, and that's the band Slayer.
Right. Well, you know, God bless them, man. I don't know, really have too much to say. I'm not a big Slayer fan. I don't listen to Slayer. So, you know, I know about Slayer, of course, and they've done a lot and have been around for a long time, and I guess they're calling it quits. I mean, it's hard to believe sometimes because so many bands say they're quitting and then they come back 2 years later or 5 years later. So
right.
if they really are quitting, hey, they, God bless them, man. I wish them nothing but the best. You know, they had a great run.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys did for the new album, for the new Striper album, on Pledge Music, which people can still go to and pledge away. And I'm kind of bummed by it because I didn't realize it until I was looking last night going over things. A really cool looking, I guess it was like a gold vinyl you guys did for this album, but it sold out.
You know what, man? We've done different colors of vinyl for this album, and they sold out really fast. Because they're limited, you know, 100 here, 50
yeah.
there, that kind of thing. So people grab those things really fast. We do have stuff available. If you go to the Striper store at Striper website,
okay,
you can buy, there's still some stuff available there, packages, and I think some vinyl, I think we made more available. I don't know about
oh, cool.
gold. But certainly some cool stuff there. So people can check that out and hopefully get something.
Are you shocked that in 2018 we're talking about vinyl again?
You know what? I am, but I'm not. Because I always felt like vinyl was something that would stick around. I knew cassettes wouldn't stick around because they sounded so terrible.
Yeah.
And they didn't last, you know. They would shred fast and burn out in the sun or what have you, and I knew, okay, this isn't going to last. But vinyl, I always felt like, because it was around since, you know, we're talking about, you know, 45s and 78s, and my dad used to play it, and he had a collection dating back to the, you know, 30s and 40s and whatnot, and I'm thinking, wow, this is going to stick around. And sure enough, I think it always will.
I think so, too. I'm very excited to see it back.
Absolutely. It's one of those things where it's just fun to collect. It's fun to listen to because it sounds different. It sounds so great, you know. If you get a
yeah.
If you get an album that's mastered properly for vinyl, it sounds fantastic. We did that for Goddamn Evil. We actually have a different master for the vinyl. So it's not as hot, and it
okay.
winds up transferring over to vinyl much better that way. So when people listen to it, they're going to hear a big difference between it
oh, wow.
and the CD.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very cool. Because
cool.
what happens if you send a master that's too hot to the vinyl plant and they press the vinyl, if it's too hot, it'll actually
okay.
it'll affect the low end, it'll affect the sound of it, it'll sound distorted. It'll sound like crap.
Wow. All different things now with vinyl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, and then you can only put so many minutes on one side. Like if you put more than, I believe it's, it might be like 20 minutes or 22 minutes. Or there's a certain number of minutes on one side of vinyl. And if you go
okay.
over that, you're going to start depleting the quality.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's why with long albums and long songs, there's usually dual vinyl packages.
Gotcha. Now, is that the way it always was, or?
Yeah, always.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to have too much time on one side of a vinyl release. So, you know, an album, say, for example, I'm not saying this is the case, but Goddamn Evil, if it was over a certain length of time on the CD, chances are it would be, even though it's one CD, chances are it would be a dual vinyl package.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, one last question too.
Yeah, man.
Something I was thinking of with the Pledge Music and all, and you know, different ways that in the music business now to promote and sell albums and all. And another thing I'm seeing people doing with the resurgence of Vinnie Vincent out of hiding. You know, he's starting to do like conventions now, like the Comic Con or horror convention world. Is that something Stryper ever think would do to help promote albums or music?
Yeah, we did it. We did a Kiss convention once. We went to it, and we were there briefly. And we did a Stryper convention years ago, back in, I think, 2000. So going way back. And we did it twice. And, you know, but these days, I don't know. I don't know if it's something we would do these days because we're so busy with other things and doing it in a different way for 2018. Who knows? But, all the more power to Vinnie Vincent. You know, it's cool to see him back on the scene again and coming out. And, you know, people want to talk to him and hear him play. He's a great player.
Sure. Very, very cool. So where should we send everybody to go? Should we send them Pledge Music? Should we send them to Stryper.com? Should we send them to both?
I think Pledge is probably out of everything. Stryper.com is probably the place to go. And people can pick up some packages that are still available there. And then, of course, if they want to pre-order the album only, you go to Amazon and pre-order, or iTunes, or you can go to your local store on 420, FYEs, Newbury Comics, whoever carries music these days, and you can pick it up there.
Awesome. Michael, thanks so much again for being a guest, and I can't wait to see you in Sellersville.
Hey, buddy, thank you, man. God bless you. Thanks for supporting
you
us.
You too.
And we can't wait to hit the road and come see us play, okay?
Absolutely, I'm there. And you guys, now you guys are just doing acoustic here in Philly, so you got to come back and do an electric full band.
Of course. The reason why that worked out is sometimes the guarantees aren't high enough to cover the price of the band, so we'll do acoustic sets on occasion so we can at least get in a show, you know?
Gotcha. Better than nothing, so we're happy to have you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks again, Michael. Take care.
Okay, buddy. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Welcome back to Jeremy Rocks, Bay Ragging here, and there was the first single of the new album from Striper called Goddamn Evil, and that tune is called Take It to the Cross. A little thrashy, heavy Striper for you. Very cool, though. So there it is. There's our Striper special, Michael Sweet. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Again, my name is Bay Ragney. And stay tuned. We've got tons of stuff coming up this week. We got Punky Meadows interview this Wednesday. We got a live episode of Total Gym Radio Thursday night. And we got more stuff coming up, so stay tuned. And, yeah, make sure you like us, love us, follow us all over the world of social media. Go to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look for Totally Driven Entertainment. Look for Totally Driven Radio. Or look for myself, Bay Ragney. Like us, love us, follow us, friend me on Facebook. And stay up to date with all the happenings of Totally Driven Entertainment and Totally Driven Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And until next time, stay driven, everybody. See ya.